This is the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office podcast, and I have with me the white wolf, the white elephant, the very last classroom teacher. And the only way that she would agree to actually sit down and do a podcast with me is if I got every other teacher. So I, with the completion of Mr. Darnielle last week, we are now ready to interview the super fantastic, wonderful Mrs. Van Hoosen. And hopefully you can sense her smile through her voice. So, because it's a mile wide. Introduce yourself and your background and the time in our district.
Okay, Mrs. Van Hoosen, I have been...
Oh, can we I'm say that sorry. With proper pronunciation?
Yes, you should say my
Mrs.
name.
Mrs. Van Hoosen!
There okay. we go. All okay, right. That's my name. I've been in the district for 20 years now, 13 of the years here at Surprise Lake Middle School. Mm. And, yep, I've taught 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade.
Nice. And you were at Endeavor before that?
Endeavor for 2 years, Hedden for 5, and then the rest here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you are a University of Washington graduate, is that correct?
Incorrect. Big incorrect.
Okay, oh, just thought
Cougs.
I'd throw that
yeah,
out there.
No, no,
okay,
no.
So when did you decide to work in education? So you must have been, if you've been teaching for 20 years, you must have been like 3 when you decided that.
Yes, I was, well, younger.
See how I did that? You were expecting me to.
Yes,
okay.
I was much younger than that. No, I've always liked working with kids. In high school, I volunteered, helped out at church, worked with young kids. So I've always been involved with children. So whatever I can do, I went and read with kids while I was in high school. So it's always been a part of my life. Then finally, after 5 years of college, I finally decided education teacher was what I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So I took the long way around to be able to become a teacher.
So when you went to college, what were you thinking you would do?
Occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist.
With children, yeah.
Oh. Do you ever think, thank goodness I'm not doing that?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
So I say, like, no, that
we got
wasn't
a pretty good
me.
Gig.
Yeah, no.
When we actually, that's funny, is that I taught my Sunday school too. And actually one of my references on my first teaching job was our pastor. And mm-hmm. then we did that. That was one of those times that you just, I confirmed for me. I decided before that I wanted to be a teacher. But working with that really
it
confirmed it for me.
It. Yep. Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
See these things that we find out in a podcast about each other, Ms. Van Hoosen. What is one thing that students would be surprised to find out about you?
Oh, I don't know. One thing? I don't know. I share everything. I turn really? Everything into a story, and yeah, what would be one thing? I don't know. Because I love travel. They know that. I love reading. I love essays.
Essays. Wow. Okay.
I love helping students write them. I don't know if there's anything that...
Do they know the arsenal of cars that you have that
yes.
you drive to school? They do. They often
know.
Ask you about that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They ask, what car did you drive today? And yes.
Nice. All right. Well, I guess we got nothing there.
Okay. Sorry.
What makes a good school day at school for you? Good day at school for you.
Good day at school is... when I see the kids actually get something. You can see that no matter how many times I've explained it, finally that day it has clicked in them. They got the big picture. And so it's just nice to be able to see it, and they walk out with a smile.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. I love it. When I can get one kid to realize they've done one thing and learned one thing, it's a good day for me.
You know, that comes up quite often mm-hmm. in this podcast thing is it like that's the thing that's the magical moment for a teacher that's just the coolest thing is like when a kid figures something out just like you gave them something that can never be taken away and that's just a cool thing.
I agree.
All right, well the next one is what is the best thing about being a teacher? Do you want to use that same answer or you got something else?
Best thing, I just love to be able to share my experiences and so kids can see that there's a bigger world and so that they know that there's more things out there for them and that they may want to further their education. They may need to go to a trade school. They may need to take a year off to be able to see what's out there and available. And I say, go for it. Learn who you are.
Cool.
And then, yeah, because my favorite part is I ran into a former student at Target, and she's telling me all the wonderful things that she's doing now. And I love that they come back to me, and they share that stuff with me.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
They don't run away from me anymore. So.
It's amazing. You know what? Because I started, this is 17 for me, and I started at high school. So those kids are really like 4 years behind me because I started out at like 22. So they to think about that, you know, I saw a former student at the choir concert last night. They're the kids from here. Yeah. And it is really, that is something that's really cool, you know?
It is.
Our lunch lady, Laura, yes. I don't remember their exact connection, but I have a former student that was like in my first year of teaching that he was one of those kids that came in as a freshman. And by the time that he was a senior, just the way that he flourished in construction, that's just it. And now he works construction for a living and does very well with it. So
I love that.
Yeah.
If there's anything I could do to be able to help the former students, I'm there. I'll help them. I have filled out references for them, and I'm like, wow, I've done something, and the kids remember that I'm there for them, and so I like that.
Well, you know what? That's a pretty good indication as how many students, when they the Columbia students that excuse me, that come back and visit Miss Covey's class.
Oh my gosh. And
Miss Covey's class to them when they come back in.
Yes.
I never make that mistake, Miss
Right,
Van
no,
Hoosen.
You never do. Okay. No. But yeah, no, it's so neat to have the former students come in and say hi. It makes me feel good.
Cool. Love it. What's the last book you read?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I am reading something. It was about Oklahoma in Fort Smith because I have family in Oklahoma. I put a book down partway, read through Burt Reynolds, interesting background about him.
Oh, really?
Coming in act, yeah. It was just fascinating. I haven't finished it yet, but it was just fascinating as how he was a stunt double and how he got into his acting career. So I've enjoyed it so far, but yeah, I haven't finished it.
Ah, cool. What excites you about being in education right now? What is that?
Well, I love there's always new things coming out. So I never know. And so I like being able to learn new things. And so I'm just like, what's the new thing coming out? Well, with the Chromebooks, that was like a huge thing for me. That was like, oh my goodness gracious. So where are we going to go with that? How are we going to progress with it? What can I do to make the kids be successful in using it properly? So I have many different things.
You know, I see that about you, and honestly, I think that's one of the coolest things about teaching. I had a college professor that didn't know what he was doing a lot of the time, but his way of being able to go, I don't know what I'm doing right now, and doing that, and you're fairly new into social studies, although you're a teacher. You don't lie to kids and pretend. You say, well, I'm learning right along with you. So,
uh-huh. Oh, I'm honest. And that helps with the kids.
Yeah.
They realize I'm human also. And so I love that.
Well, you know what? I think that's one thing and that's why I always put in there in the last book you read as one of these questions, because I think it's important for the kids to see us as learners as well. Like, that's the most important thing. We're not the possessors of all knowledge.
Gosh, no. So. Not at all. No, and I always tell them, you can teach me. So I have no problem learning from them.
All right. One piece of advice to a student, what would you give?
Be kind and listen.
Be kind and listen.
Be kind, because, yeah, be kind to everybody. It goes far. It goes very far, kindness does. And listen to what other people have to say.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Van Hoosen. This is the Big Finish. All right.